Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asur Basrachol, Shishi B'zachar Avandru Zivug Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing our Chakas Nizakin. If a person has something that could potentially be damaging to somebody nearby, he has to take certain precautions. So the Mishnah tells us, Marchikin es Asulam and Ashoivach Arba Amos. A person has to distance his ladder from his friend's dovecote. That's where all the doves and pigeons live. It has to be at least 4 Amos away. And why is that? Kadesh Leitikbat Sanamiya. So the Namiya, which is some sort of jumpy animal, can't climb up his ladder and jump from there into the other guy's shayvach and eat the pigeons. Furthermore, as a kaisel mina maschila arba amos, a person has to distance his wall away from his friend's drain pipe. That's got to be 4 amos as well. Kadeshe zoykev as a sulam, so that his friend, when he needs to clean out his drain pipe, he has ample space to be able to put his ladder to climb up and do what he needs to. Also, marchikin as a shayvach mina ir chamishim amo. If a person wants to set up a shayvach, this dove coat, so that he can raise pigeons and doves, he's got to set it up 50 amos away from the city, and that way his doves aren't going to fly into the city and steal other people's food. Also, v'lo yasa adam shayvach b'sach shaloi elam ken yashal chamishim amo chal ruach. He can't set up a shayvach within his own property unless there's 50 amos to all directions for that same exact reason, so that the pigeons shouldn't fly from his property into others and take their food. Now, Rabbi Huda tells us base our baz karin. It has to be a distance of 4 kar. That's a kar in every direction. And how far is this? Meloy shagar yoyna. That's how far a dove can fly in one shot, and that's much more than 50 amos in all directions. It's actually more than 270. However, vim lakachai, if a person bought a shayvach afilu base roiva, even if the distance between the shayvach to somebody else's property is only a base roiva, which is very little, it's basically 10 amos away, harihu b'chaskasa, it's in his chazaka. We assume that the seller, the meicher, when he set up this shayvach originally, he had permission to do so, he did so within the confines of halacha, and therefore the buyer, the lekach, doesn't have to worry about it. Now once we're discussing a shayvach, we continue. Mishnah Vav tells us, nipol animtza b'sech chamishim ama, if we have a nipol, which is a young bird that can't really fly, it's found within 50 amos of a shayvach, harihu shalbal a shayvach, that belongs to the owner of the shayvach. We assume that it came from the shayvach. Chutz mechamishim ama, but if it's found beyond 50 amos of a shayvach, harihu shal maitzoi, it belongs to the guy who found it, because his nipol, this young bird that can't really fly, is not going to go more than 50 amos away from its own shayvach. Nimtza bein shnei shayvachos, let's say this bird is found in between two different shayvachos. Karav lezeh shaloi, karav lezeh shaloi. If it's closer to this one, it belongs to this guy. If it's closer to that one, it belongs to that guy. Mechza al mechza, if it's halfway, shnei mechleku, both of them divide it, because we don't know who it belongs to. We're going to stop here for the day and pick it tomorrow, which is Zayin Ches, with more scenarios of a person being marchik his nizakin, distancing that which might cause damage. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.